us today.
Come open the doors and make way. The King is in the room. The King is in the room. Expecting for strongholds to break. Change, souls saved, broken hearts made new. The King is in the room. Lord, we enthrone you upon our praise. The King is in the room. There's freedom and life anywhere you reign. Jesus, we bow.
Baby,
get drunk. Welcome, family, friends, visitors, beloved children of God. My name is Tyler. I serve as the associate pastor here, and I am thrilled, genuinely thrilled, that you are here with us tonight as we celebrate the joyful and holy moment of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We have a few more songs to sing before Pastor David comes up to bring the message. I just want to be an encouragement for you all tonight to sing it out. This is not any sort of a performance. This is a proclamation that Jesus is born and he is king. So tonight, sing boldly. Also, I know this season isn't the same for everyone. Some of you, Christmas is a season of joy and laughter and cheer. For others, maybe it carries grief or stress or financial burdens, whatever it is. However your Christmas season is, let Jesus lead you through it. Let Jesus be the one that carries you through this season. As the gifts are opened and the joy is shared, again, just let Jesus lead you through. He did not come to make this season brighter, although that is what happens. He didn't come to do that. He came to make us whole. We're going to keep singing.
On earth and lets me go. Joy, unspeakable joy, and overflowing wealth, no tongue can tell.
This next song, it's a hymn that you will recognize. We kind of tune it up a little different. So follow along. If you start singing and nobody else is, it'll be weird for just a second. Oh come, here we go.
Oh come, Emmanuel.
Before we jump into a message this evening, would you please join me in a word of prayer? Father God and our Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you tonight, and I humbly ask that the next few moments, as we have spent this time exalting your name, as we have spent this time proclaiming the King who is Jesus Christ, I pray that over these next few moments that this place be the resting place of your very presence. May the Holy Spirit descend upon us and give us the ears that we need to hear, the hearts to receive the truth of not our own, but the truth of Jesus Christ. I pray that our hearts be full of celebration tonight, but I also pray that our hearts be full of humility as we acknowledge our King, not just ours by choice, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who is exalted above everything else, who reigns supreme over everything else, whose authority is unmatched and unwavering, the authority that one day will reign over all of creation once and for all. Lord, this is the hope of Christmas, not that a baby was born, but that the King was born, that the King left his throne to be born, and one day that King will reign supreme over everything. We give you praise as we worship you and as we spend time in your presence this evening. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And all God's people said, amen. So, here we are gathered. We just got done singing Emmanuel. For those that don't know, Emmanuel means God with us. This is what the song was written, crying out to God, God, come, be with us. Please come. And the wonder of Christmas is that he did. You see, the King of Heaven did not arrive with armies or with these great announcements that surrounded the globe. No, the King of all of Heaven arrived with a cry in the night and straw beneath his back. It was not royalty that surrounded the manger for a king, but it was lowly shepherds. You see, the one who wears glory as his robe chose weakness as his entrance. You see, he did not cease to be king when he entered the manger. He revealed the kind of king that he is. Jesus revealed to us that he is a king who steps down. He is a king who draws near. He is a king who wraps himself in flesh so that he can step into our brokenness, into our darkness, into our very lives. You see, the manger was not a loss of glory. The manger is glory translated into a language that we can understand. This is the moment that heaven invaded earth, when God did not shout his power, but instead he whispered his love. Tonight we worship the baby who was born king. Over the last couple of weeks here at Blessed Hope, for those that are visiting or guests with us tonight, we have been looking closely at the gifts that the wise men brought and laid before Jesus. Myrrh was the announcement of the coming cross and the suffering of Christ. Frankincense, declaring him as the great high priest, Jesus being our mediator, the one who brings us back into the presence of God. Tonight, we turn our attention just for a few moments to the gift of gold. You see, gold was not a practical gift for a baby, but it is definitely a prophetic gift for a king. The wise men did not bring gold because Jesus would become king one day. They brought gold because he already was. They came asking this question, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We have come to worship him. But Jesus was never only the King of the Jews. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And the prophet Isaiah wrote these words, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of his reign there will be no end. Jesus is not the king of a single nation. And his throne is not temporary. He rules eternally. Jesus is king over all of reality, over creation itself. All authority in heaven and on earth belong to him. Every power, every ruler, every authority stands beneath him. And it's important to understand that that includes every single one of our lives, whether we acknowledge his kingship or not. But isn't it amazing When we understand who Jesus is as King, that the King of heaven did not come into this world in splendor or in celebration. He did not arrive demanding recognition. Instead, he arrived in humility. The God who spoke the universe into existence now lies on a bed of straw. The God who holds the cosmos in his hands now rests in the arms of a lowly mother that he created. Tonight, we celebrate the baby, but we cannot lose sight of who this infant truly is. This child is the great I Am. He willingly exchanged the throne of heaven for a manger on earth, not because he ceased to be king, but because this is how our King came to save. You see, the story doesn't end at the manger. The King who began his life in a borrowed stable would end up having his life end nailed to a cross. Once again, on the cross, Jesus did not receive the splendor he deserves, but instead took upon himself the punishment that we deserve because of our sin. The baby who is King was born to die so that we might be saved. His crown was not made of gold, but it was made of thorns. His reign would not come by force, but it came by sacrifice. Do not miss this life transforming truth tonight. The King gave his life for you. There are many beautiful songs that celebrate the birth of Christ. But one of my favorites is one that's only been out for a handful of years, and it's called How Many Kings? This song does not allow us to keep Jesus safely in the manger. It confronts us with the astonishing reality that the child who was born the King is the one that would one day give his life for us. Hear some of the words of this song that says, how many kings step down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? So the question that is before us tonight is, how do we respond to Jesus? One important truth we cannot miss is that there is always a response to Jesus. Whether you realize it or not, every single person in this place, up until this very moment, you have made a response to Jesus. See, that was true at his birth, and it's still true today. You know, at his birth, many ignored Jesus. They paid no attention to the King who was in their very presence. As God entered into humanity, Bethlehem slept, and many still ignore him today. Our lives can be consumed with countless pursuits, yet remain blind to the greatest need that we all have. It is a need that can only be met in Jesus Christ. Too many live as though this life is all there is, and we forget that this life is but a moment and that eternity is unavoidable. The King who is ignored in this life cannot be the King enjoyed in eternity. You see, Jesus himself did not shy away from this truth when he warned us that there will be a day when many will hear him say, I never knew you. You see, others ignore, but there are others that actively rejected Jesus at his birth. They heard of his coming, but they refused to receive the King because he threatened the kingdom of self that they had built. They did not realize that their kingdom was only a fabrication, a kingdom that eventually would come to an end. You see, many today do the same thing. They reject Jesus and the life that he offers, foolishly assuming that they can stand against the King of Kings. Some even claim to believe in Jesus, yet they do not truly follow him. Instead of surrender, they play games with the king, offering words without obedience and offering belief without devotion. You see, the king who is rejected now will one day be the king that is fully revealed to all of us. A day is coming when every person will stand before him to give an account for the life that they have lived. Those who have surrendered to the king will hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Those who unfortunately rejected him will hear the sobering words, "I never knew you." But isn't it amazing, in all of these situations, and this is where I pray we see the love and mercy and greatness of Jesus. In all of these situations, Jesus never forces himself on anyone in this life. Instead, he extends his arm of mercy and love, longing for everyone, for all, to receive his saving grace. But still, many refuse to hear the most beautiful invitation that has ever been spoken: "Come to me." The invitation that echoes still tonight: "Oh, come, all ye faithful." You see, the wise men tell a different story. Their response was not indifference. It was humility. They came to worship. They bowed down. They offered their gifts. They received Jesus not merely as a child, but as king. And tonight we stand before that same king, faced with the same choice. God declares in his word, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make you white as snow." He invites us to lay down the heavy yoke of a broken life, a life of sin, a life of striving, a life of hopelessness, and to take up the yoke of salvation, peace, love, and eternal life offered by the King of Glory. I have to say, for just a moment, this is one of the things that's so heartbreaking to speak about Jesus. Because too many people in our world chalk it up to just simple religion. This is not religion. This is not some empty message of the church that man has made up. This is the very life-giving message of Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, who came to save. Listen, I speak these words because I'm not trying to get anybody to sign up to become members of Blessed Hope. This isn't about building a church or filling a sanctuary. It's about proclaiming the reason we celebrate Christmas. Christmas means nothing apart from Easter. Easter, the day we remember the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christmas is nothing without the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, proclaiming his love for humanity, proclaiming his love for you. You see, the birth of Jesus, though, this is a truth we have to understand tonight. The birth of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the cross of Jesus, the empty tomb that Jesus walked out of, make one truth unmistakably clear. For Jesus to be our Savior, he must also be our King. See, tonight, I hope all of us see the lengths that God was willing to go through to claim the greatest gift of all. You see, at Christmas, we focus on the gifts that we give, but I want you to understand the lengths that God went through to receive the greatest gift of all. It's not gold. It's not incense. It's you. The Bible is clear and says, if you believe in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, meaning if he is the king of your life, you will be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of King Jesus will be saved. forgiven, transformed, made new. Hear the promise. Those who were far from God because of Jesus are brought near. Why? Because God was willing to first come near to us. He stepped out of heaven to be born. And through the death and resurrection of King Jesus, we become children of God. Isn't it an amazing offer? Again, this isn't peddling empty religion. Isn't it an amazing offer? The King offers to all of us that he will take our sin, our guilt, our shame, and he will even take our death. And in exchange for that, he gives us his righteousness, his peace, his joy, his purpose, and his life for all eternity. No wonder at his birth, the angels declared, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Here in just a moment, we're going to take time to light our candles. As we do this, please do not just see it as the fun tradition of a candlelight service, that special emotional moment, but see it for the reality that it is proclaiming. You see, Jesus declared, "I am the light of the world." And through him, we receive the light of his glory, the light of salvation, the light of life. The passing of this light one to another should remind us that Jesus' kingdom is one of holiness, one of righteousness. It's one of truth. He calls us to leave behind our lives of darkness and to follow him into his marvelous light. The gift of salvation comes as we surrender our lives to the King. Tonight, let us declare together that Jesus is King of our lives, not with empty words, but through lives fully surrendered in love and devotion. I invite you, as you receive this light, again, simply a light on a candle, put your trust in him. Trust him. Trust that he died for your sins, that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose victorious over sin, over death. This simple light, may it be a symbol of the life, hope, and salvation that he offers to you today. You see, the King's invitation is to come just as you are. Come knowing that his blood was shed for you. Our responsibility is to come in faith, trusting that he will transform us into the person he created us to be. We started this night by declaring the King is in the room. The King is in the room. And he declares through his word that today is the day of salvation. Would you please join me in a word of prayer? King Jesus, tonight we stand in awe of you. We thank you that you did not remain distant or silent, but that you stepped down from heaven and came near. You chose the manger, the cross, and the grave so that we might know forgiveness, freedom, and life. You are the King of Kings, yet you came in humility. You are the light of the world, yet you entered our darkness so that we could see. Lord, as we prepare to light these candles, we confess that we need your light, we need your mercy, we need your grace, we need your truth. We lay down before you every burden that we carry. We lay down our sin, our striving, our fear, and our brokenness. Tonight, we receive again the invitation of the King. Come to me. For those who are weary tonight, Lord, draw them near. For those who feel far from you, bring them home. For those who have never surrendered to you as King, may this be the moment of salvation and new life. Jesus, we declare that you are not only Savior, but you are Lord. You are King over our hearts, our homes, and our lives. As this light is passed from one candle to another, remind us that the light of your kingdom cannot be overcome. Let it shine in us, through us, and from us until the day we see you face to face. We worship you, King Jesus. And we pray all of this in your holy and powerful name. Amen. Here in a moment, we're going to close with two songs of worship, O Holy Night and Silent Night. During O Holy Night, we're going to have candle lighters come to the front, and they're going to have their candles lit from the Christ candle. Again, I want you to understand the significance of what we're doing. I will go over and light a candle based on that candle that represents the light of Jesus Christ. And I will then light the candles of the two candle lighters that will come up, and they will go out and they will begin to light your candles. And you will then pass your light one to another. I want you to understand the significance of this. This represents the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That it all started with the coming of the baby born in the manger. And it ended when he sent his disciples out into the world and said, go, make disciples of all nations, teaching them all that I have taught you. Spread the message of salvation. Spread the light that I have given to you. And for generation after generation, men, women, and children have all shared the light of Jesus Christ to someone else. And then passed it on to someone else. And passed it on to someone else. Tonight, if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ at some point in your life, realize that that only happened because people were faithful to share Jesus. Someone shared Jesus with someone else, and it passed on until it got to you. And now we stand here collectively as the light of Jesus Christ in the world today. As you receive the light, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to ask him to reveal himself to you. Again, I'm not asking you to try to sign up for attending our church, even though we would love to help disciple you and teach you. But this is about a relationship between you and Jesus. And as you receive the light to light a simple candle, I encourage you, ask Jesus to reveal the light of his presence to you. Ask him to show you how important you are. You know, the Bible says something amazing, and then I want us to close, like I said, in this worship, but I want you to hear this. The Bible says that we were bought at a price, that we were ransomed at a price, that we were separated from God, and a price had to be paid. And the Bible says very clearly what that price was. It was the most precious thing that has ever been on this earth. It was the blood of Jesus. The Apostle Paul says, do you want to know how important you are to God? He was willing to shed his blood just so he could have you. And he doesn't want you for a moment. He wants you for all eternity. If anyone here has listened to lies that try to tell them that their life is a mistake or they're not important or that God doesn't want them, as we close in worship, realize Jesus was born so that he could pay the price of his own blood to buy you back. That's how important we are to God. Would you please stand as we worship together?
I'm going to ask Ross if we can kill the center lights here so that just the candlelight is out there. Thank you.
Are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul
Silent night, holy night. peace from thy holy face. With the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light with the angels. Let us sing Alleluia to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Amen. Thank you all so much for coming out tonight. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. If you would, please blow out your candles. Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you again for coming out tonight. Merry Christmas.